Blog Talk Radio.
Turn up your radio dial and tune in to the sixth man bringing the sound with all the dope contemporary hip hop to your eardrums with Nadine Bassett and many guests to hear from. Take a break from the regular scene. Okay. Auto tune shit in those skinny jeans. I'm talking that boom bap. Neck snapping in the lines is mean. XL represent for the team, so get it clear. Reporting live from the city of Chinch. We here to put this whole thing in the clip and lock it down. Why you listen? Cause the mission is give you that proper sound. Nothing watered down. We bring that raw shit around. Six man radio playing the hardest music made from underground to new. Even take you back in the days. What you doing with your day? Dog, you better switch plans. Here come that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, man. Yeah.
We all gather here today to say goodbye to the lies, bitch. Hammer in the nigga's face, got him talking high pitch. Ball settled like you belong in the Paris stilettos. You drinking the woman's drink, I'm on that Hennessy level. You sounding real sentimental and soft in your hook. Can't believe how this nigga dressing, get nauseous when I look. 2020 vision, but had to take another look. Would've thought it was fiction like the motherfucker's book. Keep using them 48 laws, wrong, get murdered. You used to spit bars, but now you just chirp like a lovebird. And most of your album is for the lovebird. Sudden wildin', I keep it 1,000. You tryin' on blouses. Prove a nigga wrong, put your money where your mouth is. What happened to the principle? Just found out about shit. This is what you call beef, about to take a cow shit. Yeah.
Separate the real from the fake, the fake from the real. Wipe that little smirk off your grill. Niggas must be sniffing out of bills. I don't give a fuck of mine, you probably pop too many pills. And when we bring it to you, all you probably do is swell.
How you doing, Sean?
I separate the real from the fake, the fake from the real. Wipe that little smirk off your grill. Niggas must be sniffing.
I said I would retire, bro.
onto a better genre, somewhere I can grow into a giant, the musical Kobe Bryant, yo. And my music is so defiant, yo. Against the grain, like trying to train a mini fro. You cats a Willie sound, silly songs are semi-pro. Anybody could get in the game and win with any flow. I know I ain't heard a good CD in a long time, and I'm tired of what's been on the radio. Save me, yo. Better yet, I save myself. I'm looking to save my life. Y'all looking to save your wealth. I'm looking to make a difference, so I won't sit on the shelf. I'ma come around when I'm needed. I don't need your help. I don't even care if y'all follow me. Go and lead yourself. People here to keep to the cells. Y'all need to free yourself from yourself. I know it's big business to darken a soul like good Guinness. And once they got shit and the snakes win it, that's really what's making it hard for me to stay in it. Just pray for me for real. I'm up against all of these fakes in it, trying to turn these 5 minutes of fame to a straight minute. Better now than never. I'm sorry I'm so late with it. It's good music for your soul. Fill your plate with it. I know this ain't the time to relax. Intelligence is a rare artifact. In fact, it's irrelevant when you see rappers blow dough for the hell of it. Now I know why everybody want rap. You tired of the Toyota, you wantin' the Maybach. You wantin' your wheel of fortune, Pat Sajak. I know you're tired of hearing me state fat. You don't wanna listen, well you can hit your playback. Way back. I know I ain't gonna change a molecule, rearrange nothing to deviate from what I can do, cause it ain't easy to do it the way that I can do. I'm giving information to the misinformed, the message of the misinterpreted. You've been warned. I came to turn up the temperature cause you've been warm, and we need hot, it's just not, it's cool, homie.
I know I'm not the richest or the poorest, and sometimes I pen a verse, and yes, I might use a thesaurus, so the words are kinda different, and I skip the catchy chorus, and I'm bragging to you deafest like I work for Philip Morris, damn. You know the folks that push cigarettes, made millions, but tell you the ill effects. That's how I feel when I holler that I spit the best and get the biggest rest in my video just to get a check. Pardon me if I'm bill paying, but if there's realness to say, I'ma still say it. Like the whole industry can drown slow. The music's more than counting views and downloads. And no, I'm not hating on cats that's up high, but just know there's a lot of them on the down low. Contradiction, I'm a serious smile. Got me teaching boys in the hood now, furious styles. These fake hard dudes are see through. I'm God to these weak youth. My bar's too deep, true. I'm on 2D tour. Star at war, that's tough to comprehend without radio spins. I win, it's from within. I know you like new rappers, I'm not new, but I too. Bless you like you homeless with hot food in a stock room. Keep my head up like that pop tune. Checkmate, queen niggas, we will rock you. Focus, I'm sorry. I know I went overboard, but I get so annoyed. Can I talk? I'm abnormal, I eat humans, I'm half mortal. A beat bruiser, so please excuse me, I'm mad formal. My competition's auditioning like a cast calling. I mean a casting call, I'm so back with y'all. Kill them, I will, call me I-L-U-M-I-C-S. Let your mind chill. And put my name in the mirror and bring this back. If that became any clearer, then turn this off, huh?
funny how things change, it's funny how time fly. More than my feet travel, the more that I feel fly. More that I make now, the more that the chick smiles. She call me a local nigga, I open the Swiss account. Eyes of how it's status, Eddie James on the desk. Moving John Coltrane, cruising in the Cadillac. Feel my life on the real. We the last four, so this is a world premiere. Rolling like Mick Jagger, the women just getting better. All I see is the money, cream, Eric Clapton. And all I wanted was one, 16 ain't enough. Talking that fast money, 15 every month. When your people label poor, that motivated me more. Everything I ever wore was once worn before. Roll with the punches, now it's box office numbers. Dressed like Sammy Davis, steaming my marijuana. Double MGs, double MPs. We in every hood, niggas, government cheese. Yacht to yacht masses, old dirty bastards. Floor seat for the heat, paper that I'm stacking. Better put away a penny for the rainy days. Pick and roll, give and go, fuck a fadeaway. Living like Scotty Pippen, dribble rivers, dribble. Started off with a scribble, now I'm flowing the river. Say my heart cold, I'm naming my son December. Whitney died night before the Grammys, damn, what a memory. Trump Tower when I started with 10 speed. Born broke, had to use a nigga and sing it. Now I hit 100 racks for the 16. Waking up with turkey bacon in my thick queen. Niggas hating, I'm just watching on the big screen. Three stacks on the beat and the kick swing.
16 ain't enough. You know how sometimes you got so much to say, but
16 ain't enough.
They only give me 16. Man, it's like, I mean, I got so much to say, you know. The world has said, like, so much to me, and I just want to give it right back to them, you know.
When 16 ain't enough.
But I only get 16, it's like a cage, you know.
When 16 ain't enough.
I really can't say what I want to say. You know, it's just a glimpse, that's all. Just one little single glimpse. Just a page. I guess I'm defeating the purpose of all this talk. Right. Summer 8 to 8, I was the 8 to 9, I was the wintertime, all never mind. I'm in my room, booming, drawing LL Cool J album covers with Crayolas on construction paper. I'm trying to fuck my neighbor, I'm trying to hook my waist up, I'm trying to pull my grades up to get them saddle lace up. Before Lamarck was Jacob, before them girls wore makeup, before my voice would break up, before we tore them shake clubs, before my mama wake up, before my crumbs would cake up, before they tell me they love me and will never break up, before the time she makes love to someone that I thought was my homeboy. My boy was I wrong now, I don't budge, don't want much, just a roof and a porch and a Porsche and a horse, and unfortunately, but of course, an assortment of torches that scorch just the skin when they enter in truth. There's who's tooth, there's their lousy job. How's he God if he lets loose up or let loose on us? That noose on us won't loosen up, but loose enough to juice us up. Make us think we do so much and do it big, like they don't let us win. I can't pretend, but I do admit it. Feel good when the hood pseudo celebrate. Hence why every time we dine, we eat until our belly ache. Then go grab the finest wine and drink it like we know which grape and which region it came from. It's if we can name them. Hint, hint, it ain't them. Welch's. Hell just fell 3,000 more degrees cooler. Y'all can't measure my worth, but when you try, you'll need a ruler made by all the Greek gods. Because the odds have always been stacked against me when backs against the wall. I feel right at home, y'all, sitting right at home all. Kelly Green with envy while I'm jelly beans descending into the palm of a child. Looks up at mama and smile with such a devilish grin. Like, what the hell have you been? She's yelling, selling's a sin. Well, so is telling young men that selling is a sin if you don't offer new ways to win. A dolphin gon' shake his fin, regardless if he gets in or out of water. Most important thing for him is to swim and flip a den hole his nose. So why shall I hold my tongue? I miss the days of old when one could hold his gal on his arm. And I cut off these alarms when camera snap, snap, snaps, return, pop, pat, 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 pat. They'll learn why mere privacy's so essential. They won't make no laws, I'll break their law till they see out our window. I take the fall to make them all treat humankind more gentle. Forsake them all, I hate them all, don't like them, don't pretend to. Yeah, something tells me we ain't in Kansas anymore. All the shit that used to be cool ain't cool anymore. All them women we were pursuing, now they want more. And they deserve it all. Don't settle for what ain't yours.
When 16 ain't enough.
So many people right now motivated to do bullshit over some bull-ass reasons. But we about to put it inside of a love perspective, like... Love,
we do it all for the love, y'all. Yeah, we do it all for the love, y'all. Whether white, black, Spanish, ain't a thug, y'all. We do it, we give it all for the love, y'all. We just giving it all for the love, y'all. We do it all for the love, y'all. We in the party, put your hands up, yeah, y'all. Yeah, we do it all for the love, y'all. We do it.
Love getting down, and I love a cool queen. Love seeing checks from record companies. love, love, and love, cause I love what I do. And we do a thing for the one I do, and the rest of the country, cause I'm from there too. So make it show, love is given when I get it from you. Everybody, we regulate the party. Come on, love it when I get a little rugged with it. Love, the circumstance to make my dough flow right. Love rockin' mics plus the ill style like. She does the real good, but love to make it more better. Got me kinda open in the DK sweater. Love when my people come home from jail, bitch. Really love women and I really love kids. Love tight clubs where the music just bang. Can't believe what gas women or a shorty got bang. Loving it, yeah, yeah, I'm loving it, yeah. Love a woman when she got a tight outfit.
Come on.
Outfit, mean her outlook and disposition. You love it when it does a love composition. She loves peanut butter and jelly on wheat. Wildin' out, making hot shit to hot beats. From Ohio to Poughkeepsie. From Phoenix to NC. From Cali to love it when the pressure falls right on me. Love it when God keeps on overlooking. Do a tight show so promoters keep booking.
We do it all for the love, y'all. Yeah, we do it all for the love, y'all. We get the paper, but it's still for the love, y'all. From the heart, inside of the heart, y'all. We do it all for the love, y'all. For real, for the love, y'all. All the people in the ghetto for the love, y'all. All the people all around for the love, y'all.
Well, my crew's wrong, but my people still that. If they call me and I don't call back, 4 weeks at a time, love is still intact. Let's be big about it and realize the fact. Love it when the underdog comes through. Get a rebel riser, overthrow these rules. Love it when I get spared another day. Used to drink day while my niggas play gay. Love it when I gain control over this. Life is really bigger than the rollie. Throw my wrist, got a twist to the shit. And the answer's inside. Show as the world is born and the Mississippi fly. Had to rock a vest over untrue stress. Now I see people rocking theirs in chest.
Come on.
Love it when my loved one really hold me down.
Damn.
Brand new flight and I'm taking off.
We do it all for the love, y'all. Check it out, we do it all for the love, y'all. For the love, for the love, for the love, y'all. We get the people, but it's still for the love, y'all. Y'all. We do it all for the love, y'all. For everybody, for the love, for the love, y'all. Whether white, black, Spanish, stay the fuck, y'all.
All is taken, it's a marijuana and I'm making. MCs break fast like Black Jackson bacon. Back spins and windmills, who's still the gin drinker? Ill thinker, exploding when the paper hits the ink. Grabbed against the chronicles to turn to page 666. The Holocaust, big the merciless. Hurry up and close the gate when my freestyle escapes. I'm giving young minds statutory rape. Motherfuckers thought I slipped, bust my lip, right? You didn't know the extra clips on my hip. You don't want none of me. N-O-N-A-M-E.
Don't tempt me. You don't want the fuck. Here I am, I'll be damned if this ain't some shit. Time to spread the bud, deliver it over harmony grit. It's the new killer death trap. Yes, I'm a jet black ninja. Come in where you rest at, surrender. Step inside the ring, use the number one contender. Looking cold booty like your pussy in December. Nigga, stop bitching. Button up your lippin'. From Method, all you getting is the can of ass whipping. Hey, I'll be kicking. You suck, you doing all the yapping. Acting as if it can't happen. Your frontin' got me mad enough to touch something. You one from Shallon, Allen, and ain't afraid to bust something. So what you want, nigga? You won't, nigga. I got a six shooter and a horse named Trigger. It's real, 94, rugged raw. Kicking down your goddamn door.
Like
fuck the world. Don't ask me for shit.
Yeah.
Everything you get, you got to work hard for it.
Honey, shake your hip.
You don't stop.
Them niggas pack the clip.
Keep on. Coming with that OE brew, met the cab, putting niggas back in ICU. I'm lifted, true. You can bring your whack ass crew. I got connections, I get that ass stuck like glue. Huh, no question, I'll be coming down and shit. Yo, I get rugged as a motherfucking carpet get, and niggas love it. Not in the physical form, but in the mental. I spark and these cells get warm. I'm not a gentle man, I'm a method man. Baby, accept it, utmost respected.
Assume the position.
Stop looking, listen. I spit on your grave. Then I grab my Charles Dickens.
Welcome
bitch
to my center. Honeys feel it deep in their placenta. Cold as the pole in the winter. Ricochet off the vertebrae. Head flat where your heart be at. Now starts the cardiac arrest with your vest. You forgot, now you slowly drop. Cause your heart stopped beating. Your bitch ass crew
is retreating. Niggas left you fucked up, passed out with your ass out. Pockets ran through, stripped with your brain passed out. Niggas wanna do me, slugs just run through me. Like trees to branches, cliffs to avalanches. This is the praying mantis, deep like the mind of Farrakhan. A motherfucking rap phenomenon. Plus,
I got more glocks and text than you.
I make it hot,
niggas won't even stand next to you.
Nigga touch me, you better bust me 3 times in the head, or motherfuckers dead. You thought so? Yeah.
Fuck the world, don't ask me for shit. Uh-huh. And everything you get, you got to work hard for it.
Honey, shake your hips,
you don't stop.
And niggas pack the clip,
keep on. Don't ask me for shit.
Uh-huh.
Everything you get, you got to work hard for it.
Honey, shake your hip,
you don't stop.
And niggas pack the clip,
keep on.
Yeah, Sixth Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip-hop and that grown and sexy R&B that you love. It's your boy Bad C, a.k.a. Nicholas Cage, along with my lovely co-host Nate D. Michelle. What up, Nate?
What's going on, C?
Shit, man, season two.
Season two?
Yeah, man, season two on the ass, huh?
Mm-hmm. Going hard, being Olympians adult contemporary radio.
Yeah, man. Shout to Blog Talk Radio, you know, and shout to all the listeners, you know, for the successful first season we had. It was great. Shout to everybody, yo. I feel good.
Everybody, for real.
Yeah, I feel good.
It's an amazing journey, and it just continues, of course. And who we have as our first guest of season two, Steve? Tell him.
Yo, we got Lyrical Titan. I don't even want to say heavyweight. He's a titan.
Yeah, he's a beast.
Pharoah Monch.
Yes, indeed.
He's on the show tonight, you know, and that's big, man. For all y'all out there that know your hip-hop, well, if you're listening to us, you know your hip-hop.
You know your hip-hop, yeah.
You
definitely.
Know what I'm saying? So, you know, we going to roll the red carpet out for Pharoah Monch. You know, mm-hmm. He came through and he stopped by and he chopped it up with us for a little while. You know, that's a smart dude right there, too, man.
Real smart dude,
yo. You know.
Definitely. You're definitely going to hear him tonight, you know?
Yeah.
Being on season two.
Yeah, it's a lot going on, man. Season two going to be crazy. At the beginning, at the top of the show, you know, y'all might have heard that intro. That intro is by my artist, XL the Kid.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, from Boston. You know, Six Man Entertainment artist, you know. Shout to him. We're going to be blasting him off pretty soon. You know, you're going to be hearing from him pretty soon. You know, shout
indeed,
to him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no. So, you know, that's something new for season two. I'm just excited about season two, man.
Me too. I'm definitely excited.
Yeah,
it's
man.
You know, we got XL the Kid with the new intro. The new intro is banging, too. I'm not going to front. Like, wow. And I'm not just saying that because, you know, he's your artist. It's definitely a banging intro. And I just feel like we're growing and really, like, capturing the audience that we wanted to capture even sooner than we thought. I mean, that lets us know that you guys definitely, this is what's needed, you know? Especially with what we've been seeing, like, with all the way over. This is definitely needed. And we're going to stay here, you know, until God says we can't.
That's right. Word up. When God says stop, that's when we're going to stop, man.
Mm-hmm. Yo, you know what I wanted to tell you, Steve? This week, the biggest news for me, anyway, I don't know about anybody else, but did you hear about Drake allegedly executive producing Aaliyah's new album?
Yeah. I saw something about that, and I don't really know how to take that. Like, what does that mean?
And Timberland had a little something to say about that.
Of
know
course.
What I mean? Like, really? Is that what you plan on doing? Because you're doing nothing without me and Missy. So
yeah, pretty much.
You better holler. You better holler at us.
Wow. Like, the ball's on that guy, on Wheelchair Jimmy. Like, do you believe this? Like, come on, man. How you just going to say, y'all, I'm executive producing your album? Yo, and it's that other shit, too, you know, where they talking about he was leaving Cash Money, Young Money or whatever, them rumors.
Really?
Yeah. It's been rumors about him leaving. I don't know, man. Like, dude, I'm just sick of him, yo. I'm sick of him. He nice. He can rap and all that. I'm just, me, Bad Steve, me. I can't speak for nobody else, but I'm sick of Son, man. Son is he's a little too feminine. To me, I'm talking about I'm talking about when was it cool to not be masculine?
I don't know.
You know, every time you turn around, Son is crying or talk about how now he just started fucking with pretty bitches. Like, damn, Son, you ain't been fucking with pretty bitches. Like, come on,
man, maybe not. Maybe like, not. Well, maybe before,
Jimmy. That's Wheelchair Jimmy.
He had to be fucking with pretty bitches even when he was Wheelchair Jimmy. I mean,
he was a hit on that show. All right. So why does every song sound like he's so surprised that there's a pretty chick sitting in front of him? Like, he's just so shocked that he has the opportunity to be in her presence. I don't know. That's just me.
Is it everyone? Is it every single song?
Damn near.
I don't know.
I'm just sick of it, man. You know, he could rap, though. You know, let's put it on record, though. Like, the dude is not whack. I'm just sick of it.
Well, I don't know. Well, he plans on bringing you more Aaliyah after she's been dead for over 10 years now. I thought maybe, you know, connected with her somewhere along the line. Never did that. You just was like, hey, guess what, world? I'm executive producer for Aaliyah's new album. That's all I have to say. And I'm going to use some of her vocals on my new upcoming shit. So take a listen for that. And, like, do you understand what you just said, honey? Did you get that, homie? Like, really?
Yeah.
Fall back, son.
Wheelchair Jimmy. He know what he said.
Fall back, son. Roll back. Roll your wheels back. There you go. Do that.
Damn, son.
Anyway.
I can't believe it, yo.
It kind of pissed me off. Like, what? Felt like Scooby-Doo for a minute. So, in other news, and I see you also enjoy it, Rick Ross released God Forgives, but I don't.
Yeah.
Because Rick Ross is in a guy, I don't know. Anyway, he doesn't forgive. That's all you need to know. Album, though, songs, singles, bangers, I'm not going to lie.
Homie. I like it. I ain't even going to front. It's just hard.
Yep. the gunshot salute for him. Word.
For real. I ain't even going to front. I mean, from what I haven't got an opportunity to really digest it on a whole. Like, I kind of went through it. But as I'm going through it, I was feeling it. You know what I mean? So
The tracks, right?
Yeah, man.
I heard some of the tracks are produced by the Justice League, which kind of lets you understand why you're even attracted to it. Like, oh, okay. I thought I was losing my listening ear, but nah. Now you know why.
But Ross did nice, though. Ross is nice.
I know.
Not whack, yo.
Oh, it's hard for me to say it, but it's true.
That nigga is not whack, yo. You know I say it, Nate. I know. Word up. I would make a declaration.
I know. But damn, you know, it lets you see, like, okay, so, I don't know, it's almost like you don't really have to come from that area in your life in order for you to be a great MC.
Exactly.
Or you could kind of steal someone else's identity and, you know, do it up. And even with that whole drama with 50 Cent, still.
Yeah.
Homie was able to surpass that. Like, ah, I ain't even listening to that. I'm going to keep going hard. And boom.
Yeah.
Star.
Yeah, absolutely.
Super mega star.
I don't know what to say.
Yeah, anyway. That's enough love for you, Rick. Enough.
Yeah. It's hot, though.
Yeah.
Definitely hot. Go pick it up. It's definitely one to pick up. Dead ass.
Yeah,
that's
not
bullshit.
Nate,
you know how we have whoever's on the night before, as far as host-wise, we have them delete their music out, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to put them on blast. Last night, GMS had his show on last night, right? It's called MC in My Report. Y'all make sure y'all check that out on Friday night, right?
Definitely.
So he leaves a song in there by my nigga Pumpkinhead. It's called Never Have, Never Will. It's featuring Blitz. It's also featuring GMS.
Mm-hmm.
And it's featuring Substantial. And then it says, Bad Seed, drop a bomb on this. Wow. So he snuck something in my playlist, and I just peeped it. You know what I'm saying? So this is what we're going to do. We're going to get this my nigga Pumpkinhead's joint, featuring him, GMS, Blitz, and Substantial. Right?
I really love Substantial, too.
Yeah. That's the homie, too. You know what I mean? So, you already know G on the strip for that. Yo, I like your style, though. I like your style. Because I could have ignored it. But I could have ignored it. You know what I'm saying? But let's get into it. We're going to get into that, and then we're going to get to a couple more joints, right? To lead up to Pharaoh. Then we're going to come to meet. By the time we come back, Pharaoh in the building.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? All right. So we're going to get into a six-man radio. It's season two. Fuck y'all know about it. Yeah.
We don't fuck with y'all. Listen. Blitzkrieg is a mathematician. Stop where you're acting and bitching. Your rhymes are lacking ambition. Get back to packing and pitching. How are you actually spitting when you got time for your written? Who do you think that you kicking? All that crack talk in your kitchen. All your dope flipping and henchmen. All your whole pistols you gripping. Escaping capers. I ain't see that in no newspaper clipping. You fruits are ripe for the picking. Off with this Gatling rendition. Lightweights, I'm actually benching. USCU and submission. Black ops and you are the mission. Back off or you end up missing. Soundbound and gagged and some traffic bots and do casually fishing. CSI bringing back Grissom. CMI, we have arisen. Finish you players off and take off for another division.
My crew is never our shit been. Better go hard wherever we go. I will die as a winner, trying to dine on my dinner at a line. Little nigga better know. Who the fuck I am, who the fuck we are. Where the fuck I am, who the fuck with y'all. Never have, never will. Never have, never will.
Hit a nigga, kill a nigga, we'll come back. Stay hating like they nice like that. MCMI is my label, I done signed in black. Fuck with us into the whip like I'll be right back. PH, the name alone holds all the weight. The closest you come to that is retaining water weight. Down for glory, I'm Denzel on the hill. Waving the flag in the sky, running suicide drills. Combat jack, hold big metal arms. Bullets hit your heart for the lover in you like Shalimar. You are now rocking with the beast like I had blue fur and hung from the ceiling with my feet. Friends turn haters, use my name for their benefit. When I see you, don't put your hand out unless there's a check in it. Real talk, I'm nice and we can bet a meal. We run from a battle, never have, never will.
My click with never our shit been. Better go hard wherever we go. I will die as a winner, trying to dine on my dinner at a line. Little nigga better.
A movie, your life is a sitcom with dribble glasses and crazy straws to sip from. You never be having felonies on your record, but be steadily committing felonies on the record. Funny style, Eddie Murphy, Bill Bellamy on the record. That's why I don't respect what you telling me for the record. I think you need to check what you selling me for a second. Better be checking my melody, Eric B on the record. You never be on the record, flow cleverly on the record. Especially in my presence, you better be energetic. Trust me, you
want minimal static. I'm a general addict. PH, I'ma take you back to core psychochemical habits. Smacking average braggers, battles often were tragic. Before bragging rights and grind time, it was a daily habit. Fast forward MCMI, all tracks are mastered. We got a home situation, money stacking faster.
Never our shit been better, go hard wherever we go. I will die as a winner, tryna dine on my dinner down the line, little nigga better know. Who the fuck I am, who the fuck we are, where the fuck I am, who the fuck we are. Never have, never will, never have, never will, fuck y'all.
The mercy of Allah and the law written in our nature, we call an individual into existence. And when that individual comes, I make no apologies for what I'm about to say.
I'm America's worst nightmare. I'm young, black, and holding my nuts like cheer. Y'all was in the pub, having a light beer. I was at the club, having a fight there. Y'all could go home, husband and wife there. My mama at work, trying to buy me the right gear. 9 years old, uncle lost his life here. I grew up thinking life ain't fair. How can I get a real job, China White right there? Right in front of my sight like here, yeah. There's your ticket out the ghetto, take flight right here. Tell me you go bye-bye here. Damn, there's a different set of rules we abide by here. You need a gun, niggas might drive by here. You're having fun, racing all your hot rods there. Downloading all our music on your iPods there. I'm Chuck D, standing in the crosshairs here. Y'all straight, chicks got horsehair here. Y'all ain't gotta be in fear of your bosses there. Y'all lose your job, your pop rich, y'all don't care, so I don't care. Y'all acting like y'all don't hear. All the screams from the ghetto, all the teens ducking metal here. So they steam like a kettle here. Trying to take their mind to a whole different level here. Yeah, we real close to the devil here. Gotta be a better way, somebody call a reverend here. Yeah, hell must really be in heaven here. Somebody tell God that we got a couple questions here. My little cuz never got to see a seventh year. And I'm so used to pain that I ain't even shed a tear. Yeah. Give me that beat, fool, it's a full-time jack move. Don't worry, Skato, I get back soon. Have no fun. Sup, my nigga? That's not the collection. Black album coming soon. Just gonna vent a little bit. Have a little fun with it. Ain't nobody dumping on home. You ain't in sanitation or sanitarium. What are you crazy, Jay-Z, or bury him? I get you drug out the club, they have to carry him. Your head bug out, a raid, nigga, scary. Worry, I'm not the Mike Jordan or the Mike McCartney. Kobe, baby, you Kobe, maybe, Tracy McGrady. Matter of fact, you a Harold Miner, J.R. Ryder, washed up on marijuana. Even worse, you a Purvis Ellis, you worthless fella. You ain't no athlete, you Sean Bradley. I ain't talking to nobody in particular. My flow's just vehicular, homicide when I'm picking up dust. Anybody in my path is a car crash waiting to happen, nigga, what? I got my foot on the toe, on the pulse of this rap game, and I ain't letting up. Yeah. Who's the nicest? Life or lifeless on these mic devices, and I don't write this. I just mic this, I will it to happen. One take hold, I'm really just rapping. My new name is just the fact, while the rest of y'all just adjust the fact. Put words together, just to match. I say what I feel, y'all just to that. I do the opposite of y'all, so I just attract. Guerrilla audience, usually unjust and black. Know my flow and the shit they go through, just match like the sound of my voice and the choice just track. I just tackle the subject, black from the public. It's nothing. I know real niggas happen to love it. But if you don't like it, then look in the mirror. Most likely you ain't living, so you don't get it. You ain't did it, you can't vision. The picture I'm painting ain't vivid. The language is spitting, it's so foreign to you. She was stopping to do to you. Growing up hard in a little popping to do to you. I'm just talking to you. I'm just talking through you.
Get the fuck up, throw your hands in the sky. We just in the back sipping yak, y'all, what's up? Girls, rub on your titties. Yeah, I said it, rub on your titties. New York City, pretty committee, pity the fool that acts shitty in the midst of the car.
Y'all know the name. Pharaoh fucking March ain't a damn thing changed. You all up in the range of shit, inebriated. Straight from your original plan, you deviated. I alleviated the pain with long-term goals. Slip my underground loop without the gold. It's so fat around the world, I sold wood in the hood. But when I'm in the street and shit, it's all good. A sooner motivated boom, control the game like boom. Way to rock, clock, rather flip shits like a way to block shots. Doubt's way to let my lyrics annoy. If you're holding up the wall, then you're missing the point. Get the fuck up. Simon says, get the fuck up. Put your hands to the sky. Brooklyn in the back shooting trash now, what's up? Girlies, rub on your titty.
Yeah.
Fuck it, I said, rub on your titty. New York City, gritty, committee, pity the fool that acts shitty in the midst of the calm, the witty. Yo, where you at? Uptown, let me see them. Notorious for the 6'5s and the BMs. Heads give you beef, you put them in the mausoleum. And shit, don't start jumping till after 12 p.m. Ignorant minds are free them. If you tired of the same old every day, you will agree them. The most obligated, hard and R-rated. Slated to be the best, I must confess, star made it. Some might even say the song is sexist. It's cause I ask the girls to rub on the breasts. Whether you're riding a train or a Lexus, this is for either or rollies or Timexus. It's wicked like Exorcist, this is the joint. You holding up the wall and you're missing the point.
In 2013, the world government placed sanctions against free-thinking individuals in order to force people to adhere to one way of life. An independently funded organization called hired 100 assassins to infiltrate the headquarters where the files of enslaved people were kept. These 100, 97 were captured, tortured, and executed. Only three remained, the third of which was said to own an arsenal that would rival an entire city's police force. The second was rumored to be able to move throughout space and time. And the first?
One.
Fasting his meat belts for the last of the three assassins on Earth. The first flash in her purse with a heat belt. They call me Jean McCoy.
The heat's in the employ.
Deploy the horrible through audible destructive actions. Attract the decoy.
Yeah,
I'm passing a life over. He'll deliver it through rivers, sick Hades. I'm cold deliberate lady. My foes limited. Pray me some praise. Stay on your toes, villains. It's gray in your days.
They ask me why I'm highly regarded as God body, probably. March is a mixture of Marcus Garvey, Miles Davis, and Bald Marley. Never skateboard slang like gnarly, more like weed in my whip on a way to get top like Charles Barkley. You are hardly prepared to spar with a marksman, spark me. I'm gamut with the ace of spades, I'm mastering archery. Funicular, particularly the vernacular, specifically the fit, so when I spit it, it's spectacular and accurate. When I attack, I'm more legend than Acura. Flip Bloomberg, the bird, bitch, more blood than Blackula. More crypt and cryptic scriptures encrypted with backwards vernacular. Plus sicker than most of close and fatal attraction, I am. That nigga for real. First cap with a smack and an ex-rapper that uses the term swagger. These three assassins get the ass whipped.
Six Man
Radio.
Radio.
Radio. Radio. Radio.
Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop and that grown and sexy beat you love. It's your boy Bad C, aka Nicholas K, along with my lovely co-host Nadine Michelle. What up, Nate?
What's up, Seed?
Chilling, man, chilling. Look, on the line right now, we got the pleasure of introducing one of the greatest MCs that ever walked, man. It's serious. It's serious. If y'all don't know, y'all about to know, ladies and gentlemen, Pharoah. What's good, Pharoah?
What's good? What's good, sir? Thank you. Thank you for that kind introduction.
Come on, man. Facts are facts, though. You know what I mean? Facts are facts, brother. Word up. So, you've been doing it for a minute, and, I mean, lyrically, as far as the cadences, because, you know, MCs, people that listen to music, they don't really know the work that it really takes to put into it. There's cadences, there's syllables, there's all types of different ways of putting the music together, and it seems like you are one of the most complex out of, you know, the MCs that we've been graced with. I mean, of course, we had, you know, the Rakims and the Canes who are equally as dope, but for you, like, it seems like you took it to another level with, you know, with the multi-syllables and things of that nature. Well, what made you go there as an MC? Was it, look, I just don't want to be in this box. I just want to kick out of this box. Or look, were you always just trying to search for other ways to write? Or what?
I mean, it was a little bit of that. And for the most part, the people you named, Kane and Ra and G-Rap and
yeah.
Chris, and I was fortunate to come up, you know, listening to those different styles and those different great MCs. Like, if you, they talk about the Dream Team, 92 original Dream Team, and this Dream Team, like, those dudes were like, you know, you were fortunate to come up studying those artists because they all Hall of Fame artists,
right.
As well as I got into the game when it was like culturally sound and cats still breakdancing and graffiti, and it was just, I wanted to be a part of that movement. So
right.
When I got down, I felt obligated to try and, you know, serve a purpose in terms of add something to it, learn from the greats, find your voice, and then add to the circle of shit elevating, at least try to. And
right.
You know, that goes without saying. I think that one of the things that's missing now, you see cats that's definitely try to elevate the game in terms of the art form. But for the most part, you know, that's like a lost thing there, you know?
Right. Yeah, man. Because I was chopping it up with your assistant, and she was saying that that you were just telling her, you know, that there's no, I believe it was that this is artificial hip-hop, something to that effect nowadays, that the music isn't what it used to be. What's your take on how the game is now? Because, you know, as a MC, as a dope MC, I know it kind of pains you to sit there and watch how things are turning out. Just to give you a brief, before you answer that, to give you a brief overview, you know, here at Six Man Radio, we're doing the adult contemporary hip-hop situation, which we believe there should be a movement where they separate, you know, hip-hop is for the youth. The kids have youth, the hip-hop. It's always been like that. It's always been directed towards the youth. But as you grow older, you should not have to fall back from hip-hop. You know what I mean? You should still embrace it, just like Steven Tyler and all of these other artists that get older and they're still able to tour and do their thing. So I feel like the movement should be started in the conversation to where, you know, adult contemporary hip-hop could get their own Grammy category or, you know, our own stations, our own everything, you know.
Definitely. I definitely agree with that. Like, you know, and not separated in the sense that we don't want to have tutelage and we don't want to welcome in new talent. separated in the sense that it is categories, and all music has that, you know. I think we were afraid to say that years ago because we didn't want people to break us apart. We didn't I didn't want people, you know, to take my nerdiness or whatever and not realize that I'm a Mob fan and an MOP fan and a and a hardcore, you know, fan of Thugged Out hip hop music and NWA as well as, you know, Talib and Mos. And I thought it would be wrong to separate us in that manner, but in terms of radio stations and in terms of categorizing this, it's dope, man, because we have grown and we have evolved to the point where, you know, you could do that, and it's a good thing. You know, we should welcome that. You know, it's categories, it's styles, it's music styles, it's what people are talking about, and that's a beautiful thing. Like, I welcome that in terms of putting these perspective in. I heard Jay's verse on the Rick Ross Dre record, talking about his daughter, and you know, soon I was telling somebody, you know, I'm gonna do the joint where I'm like, yo, I just can't do the shit that I used to do. Like, I think it's funny. And I think it's brilliant to be like, this is where you are with it. It's been a lie, a blatant lie placed on black music in particular that says that the youth is too stupid to comprehend, and they set this demographic for the youth, and it's just a lie. Because when I was coming up, I was listening to Marvin Gaye and Stevie Wonder, and I understood. Mm-hmm. I was listening to New Edition and, you know, stuff that was for me and for my age group, and silly records that my brothers would be like, yo, this is whack, you know, like Ladies Night, Cool in the Gang, Celebrate. Like, my brothers would be like, this is the real Cool in the Gang, this is the whack Cool in the Gang, Sell Out Cool in the Gang. But, you know, they were schooling me, but I understood Stevie Wonder, I understood that. And to tell these kids that, you know, this music is too adult for them is a lie, you know, because they could get, you know, if I could get Rakim, they could get Rakim. It's just no balance in that sense. We need to just.
But you know what, Jill Farrell, because the crack babies grew up, man. The crack babies grew up now. The crack babies are 21, 22 years old now, and they buy records. You know what I'm saying? So it's totally different from when we were coming up. You know what I mean? Like, when we were 6th, 7th grade, you know what I mean? And they were like, okay, well, crack is plaguing our communities. We're 6th or 7th grade. You know, it made sense, but it didn't kind of. You know, we were young. We didn't understand. By the time we're in our 30s, you know, pushing 40s, the crack babies, they 21 years old now. They going to the store buy records. They got ADD. Oh, my God, I got ADD. I don't know. Oh, this is too much for me. I can't take this. They turn up the Nicki Minaj. It makes more sense. You know what I mean? That's what I'm chalking it up to.
But I also think, too, that they're not, like, for us, I mean, you know, I'm not going to speak for both of you guys, but for me anyway, it was like that music, while we might have been listening to the current, hip-hop that was going on, we were also listening to what our parents were listening to, and we started to love Marvin Gaye. I mean, that's how I knew about Marvin Gaye, and I knew about, well, I knew about Prince at an early age because my older cousin had the album, the first album, so that was kind of being passed on, and I was like, I love this music, but I also love this new music that's coming out for my generation, so I didn't discriminate. I loved everything, you know. Mm-hmm. And when the 80s came, I loved that stuff too, you know. So it's like for those crack babies, they didn't have, I don't think they had that. They didn't have the record stores on the corner like we did. Now there's no record stores at all, like, to do that. Like, I would go in the corner record store all the time and buy 45s. They don't have that opportunity like we do.
And the beauty about that is, you know, you kind of get that with some of the online joint, but the beauty about that is the man in the record store, go in there,
you're like, what's hot, what's new, you know what I buy, what's out, what's coming out. Well, you know, it would be like, well, check this out. These people got a new record coming out. These people from Philly, they got a new record coming out, and
mm-hmm.
let me play it for you, and so on and so forth. And it, we just mm-hmm. lose that a lot, and they're preying on, like Bassy was saying, they're actually preying on the youth all around, from radio to labels,
right.
to do disposable music, so they could
yeah.
keep stepping it out and turning it over again, because
mm-hmm.
you know, you sign these Stevie Wonders and you sign these Princes and you sign these Marvin Gaye. They're actually artists, you know, that are going to make compelling music and might change up their style. But if you sign like the fast food artists, you know,
mm-hmm.
once that's all eaten up, played out, you just replace that with the new Whopper, the new bacon burger, the new something, and everybody will get that because it's a franchise, you know. I'm comparing it to like a McDonald's and fast food, and you know, you always go there. They offer you something different. It's
right.
like, I feel like that's all you can buy anyway. And
right.
as far as a lot of these kids is concerned, it's only like 10 artists in the entire fucking rap world.
Yeah,
right.
That's what they know.
Yeah, and even the magazines play in that, too, with the same people on the covers. That drives me nuts.
Yeah, actually, yeah. It's the same starting five. It's the same freshman class starting five for the past 5 years, man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? What's going on?
Well, Farrell, wait, you stay relevant is what I really love. And, you know, with this recent effort, War, We Are Renegades, that's on Duck Down. And what really, like, bugged me out was, like, it was on Duck Down. And I was like, whoa, what's going on here? This whole new, like, not even new movement. It was always there, but, like, combining these efforts and pushing out great music like We Are Renegades. And two songs were released from there, like, before the album was released, which was Clap and Shine, which is fire. Which is produced by Diamond D. I mean, what led to the whole thing with Duck Down and the We Are Renegades? You could definitely touch on anything you want about that, because the whole album is just ridiculous. So
okay.
Tell us about the Duck Down deal.
I mean, I was still trying to operate within the major situation on the last project. And then, you know, the major started getting confused about how to operate in this new paradigm, how to promote online, and this shit was
mm-hmm.
changing real quickly, and they were confused. Now, you look at your boss, and he has a confused face. It's like, what am I doing, you know, as a employee? So on the turnaround, the people they started talking about in terms of production and advertisement and pushing my record, I'm like, wait a minute, I know these people. Like,
mm-hmm.
how do you want to tell me or present to me a proposal talking about people that I know personally that I amassed relationships with over the course of me being in the game so long? So I was like, you know, let me do y'all a favor. If you would just let me go about my way, I'm going to try my hand at this independently. And I mean,
right.
it's a struggle, obviously, because there's only a certain amount of time on radio. So
mm-hmm.
you've got the majors that are actually a conglomerate that do these releases timely. And, you know, they watch other releases, and it's like no more than, I would say, 8 major releases and urban music across the board. I'm talking hip-hop, R&B, whatever, throughout with all of these labels, which is only like 3 major labels, and everything else is a subsidiary.
Right, right, right.
They only do a certain amount of releases that are green-lighted, which kind of force the kids into it anyway. You know, you're going to get what's available.
The Kanye Jay-Z project, which is going to be released, and the Lil Wayne project, which is a major release. You know, Nas and
Rick Ross.
And so, and it feels like, well, fuck, man, I need to, if I love hip-hop, then I need to buy this. This is in my fate. And it's really like they can't even contain all of the product anymore, so it had to be concentrated like that. So I moved away from that, started the We Are Renegades War Media label imprint with my manager, and we got a bunch of offers for distribution, but we were like, we really don't know what we're doing on that side. This is our first time at it. Why don't we step to somebody who's been doing it for 15 years?
Right.
So we stepped to Drew and Buck, and we was like, yo, this is what we're doing. You know, we did a unique situation where it's like a 50-50, and at the same time, we're watching them, we're learning, and we're still seeing how hard a grind it is on an independent level in terms of how expansive their Rolodex is and their outreach is, even at the independent level, and the work that they put in, you know, just to get the blogs and the hip-hop sites, you know, it's crazy. Like, a lot of up-and-coming artists, you know, are like, how do I get my shit on, you know, these sites? And these sites starting to treat shit like the labels is, you know,
right.
I mean, you know, just to showcase some music. So, you know, I learned a lot from Duck Down in this project, and they welcomed it. And I told them it was like the concept album of, you know, war, meaning just the struggle out here with police officers every day. You know, you get pulled over. I feel like, you know, this might shit. I'm
breathing.
So, man, you know, that's the kind of metaphor I tried to make with the police and the struggle with the machine and being an artist and just trying to get music out that you feel will be utilized or to move somebody or inspire somebody. You know, it's a struggle in that, and that's just crazy. So that's where the war thing came.
So the new joint, the PTSD, the post traumatic stress disorder joint. When does that come out? I heard a rumor that you're doing a third installment for the Straight Bullet joint on there. That's what I heard. Well, what's up with that?
Wow. Yeah. I mean, I just mixed that record. It's mad radical. It's really, I think it's the best one so far. It's bugged because, you know, I finished it up like about 3 weeks ago. We started mixing it. And then this incident with the movie massacre thing happened. You know, I'm wilding on this record, you know. I'm wilding. So I kind of was like, damn, I'm glad it's not out right now. You know what I mean? Because it could have been taken the wrong way. But, you know, it's that song. It's talking about stress from a post-war situation, but the same metaphor as War, the album, from a post-everyday black man situation in terms of the police, in terms of, like, what I just went through and where that leaves me, you know, even financially, even personally, emotionally. Like, as you know, I came out of pocket to do a lot of shit, and a lot of people in the Rolodex helped me out. You mentioned Shine, like Diamond D did that beat. I just finished a 16 on the throwback for him. Like, yo, he's like, I'll throw you this Shine joint. You rhyme on my record. You know,
nice barter,
straight barter, straight hustle. And the post-traumatic stress disorder record is about the stress and all of that after this war album, and just where I'm at and being honest about it. You know what I mean? Like,
this is
what it is. I, like, true story, I got, luckily I got a fan base. I got tours coming up on September. Right. Shows coming up in August. That's like straight rent, film.
Mm-hmm. God bless, man. God bless.
Yeah. It's definitely like it shows in the music that you give us, like, you know, we feeling like what you're saying, you know, the struggle, not just with just us, but everywhere. I mean, this Still Standing was made in Africa, right? When you were in Africa, and it's so beautiful to see that, you know, this is more than just us in the States. It's us all over the world, you know? And, you know, you're definitely like an activist and for the cause, for the movement and everything. So we definitely love and appreciate everything that you're doing. We see you. We feel everything that you're doing. It's dope.
I just want to add to that real quick. I think that's the jewel all the way around. I think if the people realize politically, socially, you know, that we are the majority and probably most of us are living like that, then the story is told in the movies or in the rap video or on the radio or whatever, or just in America in general, there's more of us that are like, obviously, with Occupy and the percentage-wise. If the people realize that, even with, you know, hip-hop, my album, anybody's music, then there'll be a huge change. And I think that's what the industry or the machine is like. We can't let that shine through.
Right.
We have to keep the falsified belief that, you know, the hope of everybody being Jay-Z financially,
right,
when everybody's not going to be Jay-Z financially. That's
right.
Not. You know? That's all I wanted to say.
Well, yo, but before we let you go, though, we ask all our guests the same question, all of them. And it's interesting because, well, I'll get to that in a second, but here's the question. Your top three MCs of all time, your top three hip-hop groups of all time, and your top three producers, hip-hop producers of all time. Honey, Jean Grey mentioned you as one of her top three MCs, just for the record.
Wow. My three changes, and I think that's a good thing that somebody can move you like that. But it always turns around G-Rap, Ra, and Kane.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere around in there, you know what I'm saying, with like a couple of new people maybe getting up in that area. My producers are Large Professor.
Yeah.
Premier.
Yeah.
Dre, Pete Rock, Dre, any of those.
Yeah.
Well, I just listened to Jay-Z's Champion Lost One record. Mm. I didn't know Dre produced that.
Yeah.
And then you said MCs, producers, and groups.
And groups.
Groups. Is
consisting of two or more. So it could be camps.
Gotta
it
be,
could be, you know.
Gotta be Wu-Tang.
Yeah.
It's gotta be Tribe.
Yeah.
And the last one. Oh man, I'm not even gonna front and say some shit like Organized Confusion. Like I've been listening to a lot of hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, yo, you wouldn't be off kilter by throwing organized confusion in there.
Exactly.
Nah, that's we only had 3 albums. I don't know. I'll say organized confusion. Just
that's right. Bug it. That's right. Yo, Pharaoh, man, we want to thank you for calling in. It was a pleasure.
Definitely.
Always got a home here, bro. This is the home of adult contemporary hip hop. You know, we trying to spread this movement, and hopefully we can have you back on the show again when the album comes out. When does it come out? The PTSD.
We looking at September, so.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. All right. We definitely be on the check in for that. That's on Duckdown War Media. The War Media Duckdown, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Nice.
All right. Yo, y'all make sure y'all go get that, man. True hip hop.
Yeah.
And the Flex is on the phone, man. Word up. Pharaoh Moss. Pharaoh, thank you for calling, bro.
Peace, y'all. Thank you.
All right. No doubt. All right. Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop and that groaning, sexy R&B that you love.
Love it.
It's your boy Bad C, aka Nicholas Cage, along with my lovely co-host, Nick Dean Lachette. What up, Nick?
What up? That was a dope interview with Pharaoh.
Yeah. That's for him, man. Definitely.
Intelligent.
Yeah.
Lyrical.
Yeah.
Ridiculously talented, very smart brother,
One of the best, man.
Yeah,
one of the best. Y'all make sure y'all pick up that album, PTSD.
That's right.
It drops in September on Duckdown Wall Media. Yeah,
Duckdown got a crazy squad. Duckdown.
It's been a crazy, crazy kickoff for season 2, man.
Definitely.
Yeah, feels good. Feel real good, I think we're gonna. I'm feeling good. I think we're gonna go into. Let's get into some R&B.
Right.
Some old school R&B on them, right?
Yeah, let's go
throw,
back Saturday night.
Yeah. We're gonna sprinkle in a little Blue Eyed Soul in there too. If y'all don't know what Blue Eyed Soul is, that's white boys with soul. We're gonna throw their voice in there too. We're gonna mix it up a little bit. It's Six Man Radio, man. We doing it because we can.
We're just honored to. We love to do it, love it.
Yeah.
Love y'all for listening.
Man. Yes, Lord. So we're going to go, let's go into Alicia Myers. I want to thank you, shout out to God because, we couldn't do this without him. So, I want to thank you, Alicia Myers. Let's get it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. dimension. She's got a figure that's shown up in attention. She's poetry in motion, a beautiful sight to see. I get so excited, you and her anatomy. She shields, she holds, she's tight.
Can throw out all keep up a smile as high as a tear. But as the sun goes down, you get that empty feeling again. I wish to God that you were here.
Baby, come back. Any kind of fool could see there was something in everything. We'll be right back.
1, 2, 1, 2.
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 1, 2. Check, check. 1, 2, 1, 2. Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop and that grown and sexy R&B that you love, nigga. It's your boy Van C, aka Nicholas K, along with my lovely co-host Nadine Michelle.
Yeah, he's getting it in, definitely.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, man.
What a fool believes is all I have to say.
Yeah, that's the month. Mm, that record
what
right there.
What a fool believes. I'm like, uh-uh.
Man.
Season 2 started off correctly.
Yeah,
it's not just about the new music that's out and artists that you know, but also everything in between. Like, it's not like we don't like what we grew up on, and that's
right.
What we're here to bring you. I mean, there's so much music.
Yeah.
What a Fool Believes is one of my favorite Blue Eyed Soul joints. Cause, and then you know everything from there, like Michael McDonald just blew up from that spot, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Really
to him.
Brought it in. Shout to
Shout
him.
To
still
him.
Doing
yeah.
it. Still touring, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. He started the whole Rick Ross beard thing, you know? Shout to him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yo, Nick, I wanted to talk to you about something, too. I don't know if you know, but it is official. Mobb Deep has broken up, yo. I saw an interview.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw an interview with Havoc on allhiphop.com.
Uh-huh.
Shouted him, you know.
Yeah.
And he said they on hiatus indefinitely, yo. And then I played a record earlier in the show where he was missing Pete. And then I got another record loaded up that I'll play in a little while where he was missing Pete. Now, I got a record here, too, that P got, that people saying is going at half.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on here. Like, you know.
I don't know. Well, you know, I don't, you know, I know that, you know, what's been said is that Havoc does have an issue, you know, which is alcoholism. So, you know, I don't know what's going on with that, but I know it has affected the way the group has been able to progress, you know, the deal with 50 and, you know, I know Prodigy went in and did some time, but, you know, that factored in. But the whole thing, I think, really factored in with Havoc and these issues, you know.
Yeah.
So I really don't know what to believe, you know. I see that Prodigy is still doing his thing, you know. The man put a book out and everything, you know. So he's moving forward, but Havoc seems to be having some problems.
But what's up with the gay allegations, though?
I don't know. It's not like Prodigy was gone for years, so I don't get that. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what
yeah.
to say about that, you know? Again, if anybody knows how alcohol affects people, then, you know, it's hard to believe what you're like. I don't know what's really going on. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
That's a big allegation. So.
Well, I'm not gonna lie. Havoc is making some really good music, you know,
mm-hmm.
regardless of the fact of what's going on. You know, a lot of people are also saying that they think that it's for publicity for Mobb Deep, which could be the case. You know,
that's not good publicity, though.
Yeah, we know how this music business is. You know, anything could happen. People cook up things all the time. But, you know, for if that is the case, I would be a little disappointed because, you
yeah,
know,
yeah, that's Mobb a Deep, bad recipe.
Yeah, Mobb Deep, they have a core fan base that's going to fuck with their shit anyway. So, you know, the need for stuff like that isn't necessary.
Right.
If that's the case.
I don't think that's the case. It don't feel like the case, but if that is the case,
know, but what I'm
fire
saying
your
is
PR
like, they fake a break. But that's what I'm saying. They fake a breakup. People choose sides. And then they get back together. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? Also, we did it. We're back together. We're stronger than ever. You know, like people actually sit in the meetings and cook shit like this up. You know what I mean? Like it's crazy.
That's wack.
Not saying that is what's happening. You know, I'm just saying I hope it is not what's happening.
So. Yeah, I hope not either. I'm with you there. I hope what's being done is just reality and not some cooked up undercover. No budget PR.
Yeah.
Because that's what it would be. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it'd be very, very unfortunate. Very unfortunate. But on that note, it's been a crazy show. We're going to get up out of here. Right?
Yeah, definitely. Oh, before we go, Steve, I just want to say Brandon Dopey Perry out there in California, he hit me up on Facebook saying he's listening to us out there.
All right.
Thank you so much for listening. Because it's because of you that, you know, that we're on the air and we still continue to do what we do, and, you know, we count you as one of the listeners. And there's a lot of people listening according to what we see, and we're so thankful.
Yeah.
So thankful, you know.
We are.
Shout out
definitely.
To you, Mr. Perry.
Definitely, definitely. And, yo, next week on the show, we got from the show Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, we got Carly Red on the
check-in.
That's
right.
So she'll be in the building next week, front row and center.
Yeah, you're going to want to hear that, because I heard the last episode was woof.
Yeah, man. We already know. She talked about Carly Red. Not Carly Red. She talked about K. Michelle.
Yeah.
And Benzino, yo, y'all got to tune in. Y'all got to check it out. You got to
definitely,
you know, see what she had to say about all that. But that's it, y'all. That's it.
Yeah, another great show.
Underway. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Nate, thank you.
Thank you for having me on and be your co-host. Thank you, you know.
Come on, man. We're going to get up out of here. Matter of fact, yo, let's get into that Prodigy joint.
Yeah,
go
let's just do that.
And then
let's
get up out of here.
All right.
All right, yo. See y'all next week.
Mm-hmm. I heard something about that. You know that? Somebody shot him up with battery acid. That's it.
Yeah. Blood dribbling while I stand back giggling. Brass knuckles on my fingers and pain tingling. Your body so bad, you halfway dead. What you get, you deserve. What you did, you regret. When you game play with me, I ain't no player. I'll roll rat your face, drag you from the range up Main Street, drop you off at the emergency. Three teeth missing, trying to save the vagina monologues. These rappers sound like pussy lips talking, asshole talking wild shit. I expose them for the coward they is. It's like it ain't no BP, it's just music. I know that's right, you're not mentally fit for war. Outside of harsh lyrics, you physically soft, you pissing me off. But right now I'm done with you. My attitude be the phallus, bitch, you can eat a phallus. Pussy get popped. Yeah, stretch your pussy out like a dirty home squat. Leave them there to rot. Smelling like shit, piss, and dead body parts. Man, I swear to God. Play games with me, you niggas gonna see how the shot is sparked. Made me get hard. I can't help it, the drama turned me on. Hey, yo. Bone shards, puncture your brain. When I hit you with these balls, you gon' feel my pain. If I hit you with this gun butt, it would feel the same. We could wrap up or strap up, whatever the case. I don't take L's, I smoke them. I ain't no joker. Tragedy, you a comedy, and I'm showing up. Guaranteed to make you donate blood against your will to the foundation of dumb fuck. I'm not the hardest nigga, I'm just the smartest nigga. I don't start problems, I solve them shits. I pop up like Jack in the Box. Surprise, surprise, your eyes open wide, looking spooked out your mind like you seen the spirit in some real old drama. What you thought that was dead? Nah, throw him in a car trunk with a rat in a black mamba, leaving butt naked out in Cold Spring Harbor. Pussy get popped. Yeah, stretch your pussy out like a dirty home squat. Leave them there to rot. Smelling like shit, piss, and dead body parts. Man, I swear to God. Play games with me, you niggas gonna see how the shot is sparked. Made me get hard. I can't help it, the drama turned me on.
That I'm local brother. He keep a tech in fear like the cocoa brothers. My nigga still Smith, the West, my meat. Hard headed to God.
bodies couldn't teach a lesson to me. Our keys couldn't reach me, neither could the church boys. I was outside with a gun moving at work, boys. What up, naughty heads, bald heads, bare men? Some niggas sizzling us, we can't stare men. Ride to a fricassee, and I know I'm wicked, so I don't wear rosary or thicker beads. No crosses, no Bible or Quran, just survival on my mind with a gun up in my palm. All spiritual, nigga, I'm all lyrical. Now I come back, I'm the ghost of all miracles. I told them I could stay in Medusa. They think I'm high, but I'm really trying to see in the future and shoot you.
And now the DA wanna chase, cause the way I chase was a slap in the face. And now we looking like an asshole, hotter than Tabasco, trying to stop a cash flow. But I'm cooler than the other side of the pillow. He wanna give me years that end with a zero. And it's a trap trying to get rich. You got rats and all types of bullshit. The connect slow, or the money short, or they wanna play for the shit they brought. Better stop buying in the rations. Multiply, then divide into fractions. Got opportunities to go global. Heard a click and switch the chip in the mobile. Check the feds off my coattail. Sell a little homie who the people or a remote sell.
Now that's all. Now that's all. Like this,
dude,
I never miss.
Listen. A lot of whack niggas rapping now and I know why. One call ball pop, so the rest wanna go try. All praises due to a law, no bow tie. Whole family stay stoned, I'm so sly. Cry now, cry later, no laughing. Cocaine hills in the crib, so aspen. No acting, Bokeem Woodbine. Blow caps back and your whole damn team die. Slate master, I sell white girl. I don't eat ham, motherfucker, I might Earl. Sean Price, I got the murder flow. Rap president, rule the world, Curtis Blow. Curtis Blow, don't fuck about nobody, I hold shotties. Upstate New York is where my throw bodies. Body. Sean Grimey, nigga, rape you, make you sing it again. Ron Isley, nigga, now that's hard. Fuck out of here.
Mommy, you miss me, don't you? Haters, wish you could hit me, don't you? You should call me uncle, I understand. I'm backed by popular demand. That new CL slide, outside of Popeyes, eating chicken and fries. Yeah, come holla at your uncle, I understand. I'm backed by popular demand.
You are now listening to the all-time phenomenal. Used to bag work in VA at the Econolo. Now I'm laying out at the Delano, though. But don't get it twisted, the Uzi's in the line, and oh. Hollow tip, dumb, dumb, the flesh like piranhas, though. Such a scary thing to hear the soul sing Geronimo. Pull up in the CL, the ship's astronomical. Hoes lining up on the curb, they fall like dominoes. Used to have this white bitch, she looked like Madonna, though. Heard that she fucking LeBron, but shit, I don't know. Like that Bron Bron, I had that long time ago. Butt naked on a balcony at the Delano. I mean the Delano, I mean Pharrellano, the head shop bitch from D.C., A.P., let him know.
Yeah, that bitch was hot.
Yeah,
nigga.
Yeah, but it was time to go. Yeah. Them hoes coming, eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
Ain't no cash, no bust off me. Ain't no cash, no shit, love me. But my dog is gonna be love me. Come on. Ain't no other cat got love for me. Ain't no cash, no bust.
keep a gel tie. And shit, I pack, it's heavy, but the shell's live. When it drop the same time, you drop without a fire. Learning anything that I'm putting my name on. You might take it back, but you can't flame on. I know that niggas don't me with a chain on. When it comes to the fire, I'm the kid they blame it on. You see like 8 cars, and y'all know who we are. Niggas spitting mean bars off the green jar. Never drunk, but you see me leaned at the bar. Spit fire, gotta melt the ice on your arm. You had that, but for now, dog, give me that. Cause dog, you don't wanna see how my city acts. Fake hustling niggas, you'll pump any pass. When it come to this shit, I done laid plenty flat.
Come on, ain't no other cat got love for me. Ain't no cat gon' bust off for me. Ain't no cat gon' step up for me. But my dog is gon' be love for me. Ain't no other cat got love for me. Ain't no cat gon' bust off for me. Ain't no cat gon' step up for me. But my dog is gon' be love.
It's funny how money changes situation. Miscommunication lead to complication. My emancipation don't fit your equation. I was on the humble, you on every station. Someone play young Lauren like she done. But remember not to game the one of the sun. Everything you did has already been done. I know all the tricks from Rick to Kingston. My kingdom, major kingdom, one run. Now understand El Boogie, not violent. But if a thing tests me, run to me, gun. Can't take a threat to me, no. Been this way since creation. A groupie call you far from temptation. Now you want ball over separation. Tarnish my image in the conversation. Who you gonna scrimmage like you the champion? You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some.
Like a duck.
Yo, what's up, Pimp? This Threat.
Yeah.
That's right, this this Threat film.
I told you niggas 9-10 times, stop fucking with me.
And I'm serious about mine, I'm so sincere.
I done told you niggas 9 albums, stop fucking with me.
Chop your foot inside the blackness like drug money.
I done told you niggas 9 on me, stop fucking with me.
What? Nigga, I'll throw a Molotov cocktail through your mama's house. Nigga, what's up?
You niggas must got 9 lives.
Nigga, I take a mop handle off, nigga, and squeeze, nigga. Hold on, nigga, what?
Put that knife in you. Take a little bit of life from you. Am I frightening you? Shall I continue? I put the gun to you. I let it sing you a song. I let it hum to you. The other one sing along. Now it's a duet, and you wet when you check out the technique from the two techs. And I don't need two lips to blow this like a trumpet, you dumb shit. This is an unusual musical. I'm conducting. You looking at the black Warren Buffett, so all critics conduct sick. I don't care if you see Dolores Tuckett or you Bill O'Reilly. You only riling me up. For 3 years, they had me peeing out of a cup. Now they about to free me up. What you think I'm gonna be? What? Rehabilitated, man, I still feel hatred. I'm young, black, and rich, so they wanna strip me naked. But you never had me like Christina Aguilera. But catch me down the west side driving like Halle Berry or the FDR in the seat of my car. Screaming out the sunroof, death to y'all. You can't kill me. I live forever through these bars. I put the wolves on you. I put a price on your head. The whole hood will want you. Starting to look like bread. I send them boys at you. I ain't talking about fans, nigga. Them body snatchers. Nigga, you heard what I said. I make them pay for you to fly.
Switch plans, here come that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, man, yeah.